So, how exactly does the process of chanting work? Is it that we have to first, in the Yoga Sutra, it is said that first there is Chitta Vritti Nirodha and then there is Swarupena Vistita, that we become situated in our Swarupa. So, do we have to control the mind and then we convert the mind, or how do things move forward? So, actually, we need to recognize that they both are true. Just like Krishna, he says that in 18.54, he says that after one is situated in Brahman platform, then one gets bhakti. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atmana Shochitina Kamshiti Sama Sarveshu Bhuteshu Mad Bhaktim Labhate Param. That's what he says in 18.54. But before that, he's also said in the 14.26 that Mamchayo Vibhichareena Bhakti Yogena Sevate Sagunan samatityaitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. So here we see two different things. First is Krishna saying that after one has transcended the modes, one will be situated in bhakti. And here that is 18.54. And there is 14.26 where Krishna says that actually by being situated in bhakti firmly, then one will transcend the modes. So what is the reality? Actually, both are true. That rather than thinking of bhakti as a 1-0 process, we see bhakti as a continuum, more of analog rather than digital. That means there are degrees of bhakti that we may have, and when we are free from the influence of the modes, then the bhakti that we practice is pure. But till then, the bhakti is still bhakti, although it may not be pure. So our aspiration is to move towards pure bhakti, and it will take time and energy to attain pure bhakti, and it will need purification. But even before that, so bhakti, that means bhakti is the means of purification and bhakti is the result of purification also. So for us, while dealing with the mind, what comes first? We don't have to bother too much about principle here. We have to focus on the practice. That means whatever way we are able to deal with the mind, it's like a war. And we can't really say if we have decided to fight with swords, but if the enemy is attacking with machine guns, we will never be able to reach the enemy itself with the swords to cause any damage. So we have to find out what weapon works at what time, and we have to make it work. So rather than is it so certainly once the mind is fixed in Krishna, all the negative passions from the mind will definitely go away. But for the mind to fix in Krishna, sometimes those negative passions can be very big interferences. So, for example, if you are trying to chant and the mind is getting too agitated, it's just not allowing us to focus on chanting. So, at that time, taking a few deep breaths, trying to do some pranayam, or just calming the mind through some breath regulation in general. That is just one exercise which can actually bring us to a certain level of goodness. Physically, the utterance of the chanting of the holy names can be done anytime. But internally, focus on Krishna may be difficult under certain situations. So rather than making a rigid, we definitely need to chant, we definitely need to focus on Krishna. But how specifically we advance towards that may vary according to time, place, circumstance. Sometimes we might find just hearing some kirtan might pacify a little bit, and once the mind is pacified, then we'll be able to focus on Krishna. So rather than making a fetish or that this is the only way I should fix the mind on Krishna, we should be more practical and recognize that this is a war which I have to fight, and I need to know, be aware of which are the weapons that work for me, and have that gamut of weapons ready with us. So that way we can make sure that we stay functional in our dealing with the mind. We stay functionally effective in our dealing with the mind. So usually when you say that we have to control and then convert, what that means is that we need to focus the mind, we need to have enough capacity to focus the mind so that it will focus on Krishna. That means that is at least that level of control is required. Tani sarvani sanyamya yukta si tamatparha. That after we bring in sanyama, then there is focus. And Vashyehi yasya indriyani. So what we will require is that Vaishehi is Sendriyani, that we will be able to focus on Krishna and then we will be able to bring in Vasha. Vasha is conquest. So, it may work out to be progression for us in terms of first there is control so that there is focus on Krishna, and the focus on Krishna is what converts the mind.